In the first case, the court decided the state retirement board was entitled to question the pension granted to a former Cranston police officer who objected after his payments were reduced by the state. The matter involved John Grasso, a former cop, now a Providence lawyer. The opinion stated that the purpose of disability for police and firefighters is to make them whole for job-related injuries. In the opinion authored by Justice William Robinson III, the court stated that the intent of the law wasn't to give a first responder a pension for life if he or she finds another career and earns as much or more money than the pension amount. The second case involved what many taxpayers would view as a scam. It involved a Providence firefighter, John Sorrow, who received a disability pension after a shoulder injury. He was hurt in 1999 while carrying a man down a flight of stairs. He retired on accidental disability a year later. Then in 2011, Sorrow was caught on camera by WPRI-TV, vigorously lifting weights at a gym. That led Providence City government to question Sorrow's status and revoke his $3,900 a month pension. The Supreme Court didn't question the need for disability pensions for cops and firefighters. Neither should anyone else. These first responders have among the toughest and most vital jobs in our society. They're the people who fight crime and save lives fighting fires. They're the EMTs who take us safely to the hospital after a car accident or heart attack. These folks work in noble professions. Their challenges are getting steeper, particularly in a society with way too many guns on the streets, not to mention school shootings. If they get hurt providing these services to the public, they deserve the taxpayers' support. A disability pension grants an injured cop or firefighter a tax-free pension worth about 67% of salary for life. They also get medical care. This ensures that they don't face bankruptcy or poverty because of a job-related mishap. Yet too often over the years, Rhode Islanders have seen some of these injured first responders game the system. Case of Sorrow, the weightlifting former firefighter, is just one example. The High Court struck down a lower court ruling that said Sorrow could keep his pension. The city has paid him about $632,000 in pension benefits since his injury. No decision has been made on whether Providence will seek to recover some of that. In Rhode Island's quilt work retirement system, some police and firefighter pensions are controlled by the state, others by cities and towns. State Treasurer Seth Magaziner, who runs the state system, says he's pleased the Supreme Court has ruled in these two cases. Disability pensions, Magaziner says, are designed to help those legitimately injured. Quote, we shouldn't be giving disability pensions to people who aren't disabled and are earning $1 million a year in another line of work, says Magaziner. He also points out that those who abuse the system make it difficult to keep benefits intact for the future. The good news is that these Supreme Court precedents will make things honest. There are about 15 such disability cases in various stages of the court system that will probably be affected by these precedents. These two decisions were not easy. In both cases, there were dissenting justices. In the Grasso matter, both Chief Justice Paul Sattell and Justice Frank Flaherty protested the decision. In the Sorrow case, Flaherty again dissented. The court debates focused on the intent of the General Assembly and whether the laws were vaguely written. There is a solution here. That would be for the Assembly to review the laws and change them. But given the influence of the police and firefighter unions at the Statehouse, don't hold your breath waiting for that to happen.